Time to catch up on some more organists from the Blackpool entertainment scene, and also to hear a rather rare broadcast from the clown prince of the organ world, John Mann. A listener to the programme mentioned a couple of more names that used to entertain the visitors to Blackpool, and who I must confess I'd forgotten to include in earlier programmes over the past months. One of those was a charming, bubbly and very attractive 5'1" bundle of talent by the name of Annette Long. I seem to recall meeting and listening to her for a couple of seasons when she played on one of the piers, and in 1984 she was signed to the Birmingham recording studio label Grosvenor Records. From what appears to be her only release for them, although research suggests that there are others on another label, here then is Annette Long with Jezebel.
Thank you.
Long and Jezebel played there on the Technics U90. And if anyone knows the whereabouts of Annette, do please get in touch, because she kind of disappeared from the organ scene. Now, there was a period of time when Arnold Loxon could be heard entertaining the crowds on one of the piers, and if memory serves me correct again, his charming wife Audrey had a gift franchise on there too. Pretty certain he didn't make any recordings from that location, so I've chosen some tracks he recorded on Hammond, which would be typical of the items that he would entertain the crowds with.
Thank you.
The Blackpool Walk, Blackpool Bounce, Birdie Song and Agadoo. The late and great Arnold Loxham with a typical toe-tapping seaside medley. Now, in my Manchester broadcasting days, I often received cassette tapes from players wanting to know if they could be featured on one of my shows. And very often, it's sad to say, I had to point out that they really weren't that good. However, every so often you did get one that had that little extra something, and that was a young lad by the name of Robert Anthony, who actually lived in Blackpool. I made a point of going over to meet him and his family, and in fact, he then went on to appear on my shows on several occasions. Around that time, there was a massive and quite revolutionary attraction being built called the Sandcastle, only a stone's throw from the Pleasure Beach. The owners, sensing how popular organ music was in the resort, went ahead and installed a Yamaha FX1, and who should get the job of being the first resident at only 18 years of age but Robert Anthony. Thank you. Begin the Beguine, Robert Anthony at the Yamaha. Robert went on to make a couple more LPs for the Grosvenor label, and then, for whatever reasons, I know not what, the owners dispensed with the idea of having a resident organist, and the last I heard of the Yamaha, that it was lying in a pretty sorry state backstage somewhere in the venue. And again, like Annette Long, who opened the show this month, he disappeared from the organ scene too, and again, if anyone knows of his whereabouts, do please get in touch with me. But before the resident organist idea hit the buffers at the Sandcastle, they did come up with the idea of staging some celebrity organ concerts in the evenings. I certainly recall being connected with some of them as the compere, and remember concerts by such luminaries as Harry Stoneham, Glyn Maddon, Janet Dowsett, and the Governor himself, Brian Rodwell. Anyway, here's a couple of them, commencing with Janet Dowsett and the Adagio for Strings and Orchestra in G minor.
Thank you.
The Adagio for Strings and Orchestra in G minor by Al Bononi, and played there by Janet Dowsett on Yamaha EL90. To end this roundup, here's Brian Rodwell playing Sugar Blues and the Jersey Bounce, and again, the organ is the EL90. Sugar Blues and Jersey Bounce, both tracks from the very last recording that Brian Rodwell ever made. And can you believe, with such concert platform performances such as those, that 1977 CD, all the tracks were in strict dance tempo. What a player he was. Okay, so it's time to turn the spotlight on the pipe organ for the remainder of the show, and a recording that one could say was the turning point when it came to broadcasting for the one and only John Mann. But before we hear it, I'm going to unashamedly do a plug for a book that he's recently written and released, knowing full well that, despite our government being hell-bent on destroying all vestiges of the festive season, they can't stop you buying Christmas gifts. And this book is one that should be lying beneath the Christmas tree. I do suggest you don't try to hang it on the tree branches, because it's so heavy it'll strip the branch back to the bark. It's a heavy hardback of some 400 pages, which is printed on top-grade photographic paper and packed with photos, a discography, and spread over 32 chapters with stories and memories culled from John's show business diaries. He takes the reader right through his life, from early beginnings playing professionally for ice skaters, the trials and tribulations of being an impresario, meeting and appearances with so many famous names, and all told in that free and easy-going manner that we've come to associate with his well-loved but now officially retired Organ World personality. But back to that day when he began broadcasting for the BBC. Given a chance to make some recordings for Charles Clark Maxwell, a very famous and respected BBC producer, John was given a chance for a £20 fee. Well, it was 1968, he arrived one morning at the famous Granada Tooting and, with no real time to practice, proceeded to record to tape his very first BBC session, which went out on March the 14th at 1:31 p.m.
I hope you're a Gilbert and Sullivan fan, like myself, for next is a selection of music from the Savoy Light Operas. It includes excerpts from The Pirates of Penzance, HMS Pinafore, and The Gondoliers. But first, let's set the scene. Behold the Lord High Executioner from The Mikado.
Thank you.
Flux of Gilbert and Sullivan, we turn to a descriptive Voiteufel waltz. So put your skates on, take a partner, and in time with the music, go gracefully gliding across the ice to the Skater's Waltz. Back on land again with no bones broken. My program commenced with a Spanish dance. Here now, as a closing selection, are some familiar tunes with a definite French flavor. Thank you. leaving the Can-Can girls and ourselves exhausted, the finale of Offenbach's Office in the Underworld brings us back home and to the end of my program. So now, it only remains for me to say, this is John Mann wishing you a very good afternoon.
Now, you may have wondered why that broadcast only lasted 22 minutes in what was a scheduled 30-minute slot. Well, John tells me that he understands on that day there was some kind of serious road accident, and therefore his signature tune, the opening announcement and part of the first number were therefore never heard. Anyway, my thanks once again to Wayne Ivany of the Theatre Organ Club, who kindly sent me that copy. And naturally, one has to make allowances for the broadcast quality of some 50 years ago. Anyway, let me now give you details of the book that John has published, and it's been given the title of Keys to Success. The cost is £28.50, and that does include postage and packing, and is available from John Mann, 13 Hawthorne Close, Saltdean, Brighton, BN2 8HX. I'll give you that again. John Mann, 13 Hawthorne Close, Saltdean, Brighton, BN2 8HX. And like I said in the introduction, with Christmas fast approaching, it would make a lovely gift for any organ music lover, and more especially if you're one of John's many fans from the days when he always brought fun and laughter to his one-man shows. Now, as you heard back in those days, John used a different signature tune. So let's take this edition of Organ First Radio out with the one that he adopted some years later. This is Sussex by the Sea, played on the former Rialto Enfield Christie, which at the time of this track was installed in the Farnborough residence of Tony Manning. So from John Mann and yours truly, Alan Ashton, it's bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.